It's here and now. And a warning, this next story is deeply troubling, but it also holds hope for women fighting postpartum depression. Friends and family of Lindsay Clancy have been grappling with the notion that this beloved Massachusetts labor delivery nurse would kill all three of her own children and try to take her own life. And they are now also wrestling with her arraignment in her hospital room on charges of murder. She had posted on social media about struggling with postpartum depression. Prosecutors say she appeared fine the day she killed her children and that it was premeditated. Now, we spoke with the head of the Maternal Health Leadership Alliance, which advocates for women with this severe post-birth depression that can rarely become a murderous psychosis. We'll link you to our story and that help at hereandnow.org if you feel you need it now. But meanwhile, that other form of help potentially on the way is a pill called zuranolone. It's from Sage Therapeutics, the first pill targeting postpartum depression. It works on the same principle as Sage's previous therapy, Zulresso, which was the first FDA-approved medication for postpartum depression. It was an IV drip, an infusion, and according to one of our next guests, it saved her life. Let's bring in Stephanie Hathaway. We want to be clear, Stephanie, you had postpartum depression, not postpartum psychosis. But you tell us you've really been troubled by Lindsay Clancy's story.
It's certainly been very triggering. My husband's been working from home and I've been in touch with, you know, my providers just to make sure that I stay at the level where I am, having followed the case. And I've experienced a lot of what I think she may have been through. I'm so thankful, not the psychosis itself, but I have been following the story.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk to you in a second. But let's also bring in Dr. Nancy Byatt, a psychiatrist at the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School. Dr. Byatt, welcome to you as well. And start with what this is that we're talking about. I mean, we know the hormone progesterone rises towards the end of a pregnancy, then plummets just after a baby is born. That can lead to depression. How else do we understand postpartum depression?
So there are a few things that we know about postpartum depression. One, it's very common. It occurs in 1 in 7 individuals. And we also know that it's really important that it gets treated because it can have a negative impact on the parent, on the baby, and on birth outcomes.
Well, it can have a disastrous impact if the women go into this psychosis, but that is rare, right?
It is. Postpartum psychosis occurs in 1 to 2 in 1,000. So it's far less common than postpartum depression.
And yet what we've discovered from listeners is that some didn't know it could happen at all. This idea that a mother could be so delusional, hear voices that tell her to kill her children, sometimes to save them. You and others who treat women can use standard antidepressants, but they take time to work?
So generally, oral antidepressants, it can be 2 to 4 weeks, but often it can take a month to work. And one of the exciting things about the new medication, zuranolone, that is being currently, you know, tested, they're seeking FDA approval for, is that it works quickly. It's a rapid-acting antidepressant. And also, it's the first oral medication that has an indication specifically for postpartum depression.
Right. Well, let's bring back Stephanie for a second, because again, Stephanie, can you help people understand this isn't just a little sadness? What was this that you were feeling?
You know, Robin, mine really came out of left field. I had never in my life experienced any sort of depression or anxiety. So when I was living overseas and I gave birth to my first child 8 years ago, I found myself about 2 weeks after her birth holding her in a chair for about 6 hours. And these thoughts, very intrusive thoughts of your husband deserves a better wife, your daughter deserves a better mom, the world would be better off without you. And then thoughts of how to proceed with those thoughts. Mm. And I immediately reached out for help at that point.
Well, you had it with your second child as well. And along the way, you entered this clinical trial for Sage Therapeutics' first drug. Again, this was called Zulresso. And this is the 60-hour IV drip. How did you go into it and how did you come out of it?
Sure. So my second bout with postpartum depression was even worse than my first. You know, honestly, my husband and I had talked about it, and I felt like this was my last hope. I got the infusion. I went to sleep, and about, I don't know, 8 hours after the infusion started, I woke up from a nap because they brought me a dinner, and I immediately recognized that those intrusive thoughts were gone, And I think the most amazing part for me is they have never come back.
Whoa. How would you describe it? How did that feel?
It was like a fog had lifted. I had been a shell of myself for so long. And all of a sudden, I looked down at this plate of meatloaf and peas and noodles that they had brought. And I thought, I can make a meatloaf at home. I hadn't wanted to cook in months. Mm. I called my husband, and I will never forget him saying, Stephanie, I haven't heard the you in your voice in so long. Mm.
Dr. Byatt, I can hear women, and maybe even desperate women, thinking, I would give anything for that, but this is too good to be true. How does this work?
Yeah, it's a great question. I want to add a couple things, too. One, Stephanie, I just want to thank you for sharing what you're sharing. It's so important that we share our experiences and our lived expertise around these things. And what, Stephanie, you're describing is very common. You know how it felt suddenly. You described how you had these intrusive thoughts. And you also described how you felt that, you know, your husband, and I think you said the baby perhaps would be better off without you. These are the kind of things that can happen. And when we see postpartum psychosis, what happens there is that people can also feel the world is better off without their baby, and they can have these altruistic delusions. That's very different, I know, than what you experienced. And you had asked, Robin, how these medications work. What these are doing is they're interacting with a system in the brain called GABA, and that is a novel mechanism.
GABA, a neurotransmitter, it helps regulate mood. We'll link everyone at hearnow.org to the full explanation of how the postpartum pill works, but it's said to work to boost and regulate mood levels.
And what I think is particularly exciting is that it works quickly, because in the studies for zuranolone, depression symptoms decreased in 3 days. And, you know, we don't want people to wait. I mean, when someone's postpartum and they have a baby and they're feeling so badly about themselves and their baby, a month is too long.
Well, and Dr. Byatt, we know that one of the problems with the first drug from Sage was that it took 60 hours. It was this infusion. It was very expensive. You have to sit in the infusion chair. This is a pill. I feel I'm hearing you say we're waiting for the FDA approval. No therapy works for everyone. There will be people for whom it won't work. But it sounds like you have a lot of faith in this.
So, you know, the data, they've done randomized controlled trials on zuranolone. The data suggests that there is clinical improvement in depression symptoms within 3 days. And at day 45, that symptom improvement is sustained. So what I find exciting as a psychiatrist in working with people is the data that is available from the randomized controlled trials on zuranolone suggests that this is an effective medication that is rapid acting. And that is new, and it's also the first medication for postpartum depression.
And I guess, Dr. Byatt, if this does get FDA approval, it sounds like this is a potential game changer. And I'm just wondering, as someone who sees these women, your thoughts on that, your personal thoughts on that.
Yeah, I do. It's an innovation that I think will have a big impact on our field. I also want to add that the other thing we want to be thinking about is making sure that people can actually have access to this medication.
Right.
It can be very hard to see a psychiatrist. So while I think these new biological therapies, including medications like zuranolone, are really exciting, we have to parallel that with making sure that once these medications are on the market, that people can access them.
Keep an eye on the possible inequities. Stephanie Hathaway, you've said pure depression lifted like a fog. I'm sure you're thinking of other women. You say you're thinking of Lindsay Clancy, who's been charged with murder. All of that story is so troubling, but what is troubling you?
My biggest concern with the case is, in my opinion, a misunderstanding that she premeditated this because of her actions. And the reason I say that is because in those months and months and months that I was going through hell, there were so many days I spoke to my mother-in-law like my normal self. And I went to every doctor's appointment and I took my kids to school and, you know, came home. I did everything I normally do. And no one would have known that 99% of that day, I had an intention of what to do that night to end everything.
To end your life. Yeah.
And to me, hearing the prosecution state their case was very hard because I just wanted to keep saying, no, 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 I've been there and I get it. And it's heartbreaking.
You know, we're going to follow the case. You know, we don't know where this is going to go.
Right.
But a lot of women who have had postpartum depression saying what you're saying, that there needs to be more education mm-hmm. about what it is.
You know, in response to what Stephanie said, it's so true. And I think what parents do, and especially what mothers do, is we often, you know, ignore our needs and ignore what may be going on, even if we're struggling, and continue to take care of our kids. And just because we may have done that, that doesn't mean that we're not really struggling inside.
That's psychiatrist Nancy Byatt. We've also been speaking with Stephanie Hathaway, a mom of three who credits her recovery from postpartum depression to a drug that is now in pill form. And zuranolone is now under review by the FDA. A decision is expected by August 5th. We'll have all that information at hearnow.org. Stephanie, Dr. Byatt, I just want to thank you both so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you, Stephanie, for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me.